European authorities scrambling.
Italy setting up roadblocks, isolating a dozen towns in the north of the country, attempting to contain the first major coronavirus outbreak in Europe. Schools, museums and movie theatres are closed. The Venice Carnival is cancelled.
Fox's Simon Owen. Stock futures on Wall Street slumping as those cases surge outside China. America's listening to Fox News.
And in sports...
Well, there's hockey games galore, and there's MLB spring training. You got tons of basketball with college and the pros. But on ESPN, only one thing that they're saying, and that where in the world is
Tom Brady going?
You can watch the XFL.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Yeah, I can't get excited about where Tom... I think he's going to stay with the Patriots.
I think so, too.
Why would you really play your whole... I mean, and have a great career like he's had with one team?
Unless it's a stupid amount of money, no, he's going to stay there.
I think. He's already made a stupid amount of money. Paul.
What's up?
Hey. Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Love the show, buddy.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Just wanted to pass along some info. There is a upside down car in the median on 231, just close to 82.
231 southbound on the Troy Highway towards 82. Okay,
that's right. Yeah, about a mile down from 82 towards Montgomery.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't really look like it's causing any congestion or anything, right. But.
Well, it'll give you something to look at on that boring drive down to Troy. That's
yeah,
sure.
That's a thankless drive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I see Dow futures are down about 800 now.
800?
Dow futures, yeah.
Well, this Corona thing, man. Well, boy, I never saw anything. I'm looking at my Facebook Messenger account, and there's like, I just finished catching up to everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 20 new messages, and almost all of them were about the Corona cases being quarantined near Anniston here in Alabama.
Right.
But up there, that's where I pick up the train when I go to D.C.
But you say that Andrew said that's not going to happen.
Yeah, then. Congressman Mike Rogers led the charge on that one and put out tweet late yesterday saying he's spoken to the president twice. Ain't happening. 704. Rain is happening.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Lots of rain on the radar already, and it's going to be one of those persistent things. Oh, gosh, we've had 9.5 inches so far in the month of February. And here comes another rainy day and rainy night with periods of rain today and tonight. Can't rule out the rumble of thunder, especially towards the evening. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow, risk of showers mostly in the morning. And then I think a lot of tomorrow is dry, mostly cloudy, with temperatures teasing 70 degrees. We'll be in the cool 50s on Wednesday, I think. And then much colder Wednesday night into Thursday as we get a little brief little sample of the Arctic. I think Thursday we don't make it out of the 40s, and the wind will make it seem colder. And we have freezing temperatures not only Wednesday night, but Thursday night as well. So there you go. But we may see about 4 or 5 dry days in a row. Don't tell anybody. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 7. Temperature is 48 degrees with light rain falling at 7:06.
Our rocket scientist of the day, a group that did a study, in case you missed it about an hour ago, that drinking 8 to 12 ounces of beer a day doubles your, at least if you're a man, doubles your chances of hitting 90 years of age.
Unless it's Corona.
Yeah, I would stay away from that. Spot crime arrived this morning. What do we have here? 5 thefts, all of them within a 3-mile radius of my place. Applied Security suggests that you sign up for Spot Crime, and the weekly, you can actually set the alerts to whatever specifications you want, so you have a real idea, because none of this stuff is going to make the news. The news is not going to tell you all that's going on in town. We're not trying to scare you either. In fact, you'll find that you're scared a lot less when you have awesome home security or security for your business. Applied Security's been doing that since the late 80s. They're in their fourth decade, Mark and Vicky, our great local company, using state-of-the-art technologies. We use their system here, and I can tell you this, it's non-negotiable. You're outside without what you need to get in, whether it's a number or a device, and if you don't have your phone, you got to hope that somebody finds you, because you cannot negotiate their system. It's that good. So if that's the kind of protection that sounds right for you, your home, your property, whatever, they can handle it all. Call them at 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276-707. Yes, there is a mediocre, everything seems mediocre today, a mediocre introduction.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Convoluted. No, I wasn't looking at you. I was actually looking at Jay. But Jay's not me.
Jay's not
I have
what?
A mediocre, convoluted intro to Random Facts coming up.
Okay.
I hope you won't be disappointed.
All right.
There's Gail King. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A newly released audit of Montgomery Public Schools from October 2017 to September 2018 shows over $700,000 missing. The audit says letters were sent to current and former employees requesting repayments of the money. The school system says policies and procedures are now in place to keep this from happening again. The search is on for a man convicted of murder who escaped from a Talladega County work release center. 43-year-old Daniel Miner was serving a life sentence for a 1994 murder conviction. And the plan to bring cruise ship passengers affected by the coronavirus to Anniston in Calhoun County has been canceled. Senator Richard Shelby, along with Representative Mike Rogers, confirmed the news after speaking with President Trump on Sunday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
Enjoying yourself?
Good time.
Oh boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it's going to get better.
Drinking up and having a good time.
This is fun.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The
laughing part. Yeah. Off your tummy.
Aha! Just, I wasn't expecting that sort of outburst of excitement. Aha!
I'm glad you were amused.
I was. You amused me.
What, funny like a clown?
You're funny like a clown to me.
I amuse you?
No, you tell me.
You're telling you I amuse you?
How am I funny? How am I funny? Funny like a clown?
What said it.
How am I funny? Did you know? Get on with some random facts. How about it? Greenland sharks, born around the time of the American Civil War, are still considered juveniles.
Oh?
The maximum lifespan of a Greenland shark is 400 to 500 years.
They said unanimously.
Yes, they did.
Pass a pen over. Mine just ran out of ink. Here.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you know of something called cheerophobia? Cheerophobia.
Cheerophobia.
Yeah, or it could be cherophobia, the way it's spelled. C-H-E-R-O-phobia. Cherophobia, maybe, is what that is.
I would say so. Phonetically speaking, yes, that would be cherophobia.
It has nothing to do with Cher or Sonny. It is a belief that when you become happy, something bad will happen right after.
I think I'm suffering from cherophobia right now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who are... I have been in that thing before where... Yeah, well, what's the point of being happy? Something's going to ruin it.
It's like in the Three Stooges. This is how I learned about great literature. They're at a fancy party that they're obviously ill-suited to be at, and Mo throws a pie into the ceiling.
Let me guess, they were the caterers or the waiters or something like that for the party.
Yeah, anyway.
It's always a job.
The pie is dangling right over Mo's head, and the woman that he's talking to, who was in a bunch of those old shorts... in length of the movie, not in underwear. says, "My young man, you act as if the sword of Damocles was hanging over your head." And that's how I learned...
About the sword of
the
Damocles?
The sword of Damocles.
It's actually a pie.
So he goes away, lady looks up, and the pie falls on her face.
Yeah.
And yeah, I still think it's funny. Yeah. Whether you do or you don't.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Always.
It's just like with the Looney Tunes movies, all the great classic... music from all time is in some of the Looney Tunes cartoons.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah,
but yeah, I know a few people who suffer from this. I know I have suffered from it before. Currently not in that place anymore, so that's nice.
Get happy.
Don't be afraid of being happy. Basically, allow yourself to do it. Did you know? Craigslist generates more than $1 billion annually while only having about 50 employees.
Craigslist?
Craigslist. Huh. You familiar with Craigslist?
Yeah, I've heard of it from a friend.
Yeah, we don't really use it too much around here.
Right. No.
You know, we got, like, the bulletin board and that sort of thing, but it's apparently very, you know, very useful in bigger cities, bigger populations. So it's also owned by only two people.
Wow.
Did you know, and you guys love Winston Churchill. You may have known this, you may not have, but Winston Churchill and Princess Diana are from the same aristocratic family.
I have heard that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I thought you were going to say that Winston Churchill was born in Brooklyn, which is true.
They're from
is
the...
He?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're from the Spencers.
Yes.
Right. Churchill's last name was officially Spencer Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Spencer Churchill, I guess, was the last name. So, yeah. Did you know Frederick Banting, or Friedrich, discovered insulin in 1923? He refused to put his name on the patent. He felt it was unethical for a doctor to profit from a discovery that would save lives. Huh. Look at where insulin is now.
Yeah.
Banting's co-inventors, James Collip and Charles Best, sold the insulin patent to University of Toronto for $1.
Wow. That's putting your money where your mouth used to be.
It is, but I mean, insulin now is like...
What if he had any remorse later and said, geez...
Don't they overcharge for it? Isn't it insulin?
It's,
like,
it's ridiculously expensive.
Ridiculous, yeah. EpiPens going for, you know, extraordinary prices. So
I forget where they get insulin from, but that might be something from a future random fact.
Yeah. Did you know the year 1816 is known as the year without summer?
Yep.
Due to the volcanic eruption of Mount Tambora in Indonesia.
Yes.
It resulted in tens of thousands of deaths, a global temperature drop of up to 3 degrees Celsius, and unusually cold and wet conditions sweeping across Europe and North America.
That is climate change.
Not just a year without summer, but that following winter was harsh, too.
Krakatoa made it cold in London for 7 straight years.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because of the particulate matter in the atmosphere. But you know what? Eventually, it cleaned itself up. Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is amazing when it comes to that.
That's right.
Yeah, and now I guess we're just waiting for Yellowstone to blow its top.
By the way, that's why Dick Van Dyke is upset, because Trump's done nothing about climate change. Okay, whatever you say, Dick. How many do we have left?
We have 5.
Okay, can we pause here?
We can pause here.
All right, and then I have something I want to play for you real quick. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Nobody brings more experience to the table than this incredible team. Now in its 75th year. Think about that. That's absolutely amazing. Opened at the end of World War II. And over the years have met the eye care needs of the River Region as advances were made from, you know, hard contact lenses. People that wore those at first looked like they were staring a little bit. Then the advent of soft contact lenses. There's always change in that particular business. And then the advent of LASIK. They have the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in that building there, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Row, with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin, who live and work here year-round. And that matters when it comes to your eyes, and especially a LASIK procedure. If you're interested in having your vision restored, call 271-3804. There's no charge for the few minutes it takes the refractive surgery counselor to determine whether or not LASIK will work for you. That is step one. It is absolutely free, no strings attached, no gimmicks. If you are, why wouldn't you have your vision restored with LASIK performed by two of the best in the business, not just here, but anywhere in the United States? 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about this legacy practice, go to this web address online, MEP.com.
Do I amuse you?
I'd like some information before we...
It comes with state-of-the-art, digitally enhanced sound.
That's what I was holding for you guys.
Okay.
Chappie Man, part 2 of Random Facts.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of congestion on Highway 231 at Rifle Range Road and Jasmine Hill at this time. A lot of cars headed into Montgomery. Northeast Boulevard, congestion there, as well as Taylor Road, Vaughn Road this morning. I-65 and 85, we've got moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery, and we are building a bit as we head towards 7:30. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Oh, you petty larceny stooge. What are you trying to do, ruin us? Give me that pie. I'll get over there and sit down before I crown you. Go on.
And you know, my dear, when they first arrived, they were absolutely uncouth.
Like us.
But now they're the epitome of refinement.
There's one of them now. Excuse me, dear.
My dear young man, do tell me about yourself.
Well, you see it, Javier. Well, that is, you'll pardon me.
If you don't tell me all about this metamorphosis, I shall always feel that I've missed something.
Lady, if you don't leave right now, you're not going to miss anything.
Young man, what's wrong? You act as though the sword of Damocles is hanging over your head.
Lady, you must be psychic.
Wonder what's wrong with that young man.
I love that. I love it.
And now...
she may miss the metamorphosis, but she's not missing part two of...
Random.
Good Lord.
How many letters were in that?
Big words.
Lots of alliteration.
Well, here we're going to the random fact that referenced what Greg talked about in earlier, last hour. Yeah, last hour. The e-bug. In the NHL, the e-bug is the emergency backup goalie. If a team's primary and backup goalie are both injured during a game, anyone in the arena can be called on to suit up and play goal. The home team is always expected to have an amateur goalie in the arena.
Yeah, I would think they'd have to know in advance. The Zamboni driver must have had some known experience. They just don't play.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what happened over the weekend. Did you know beneath the city of Tokyo lies a water diversion system, apparently labeled as ingenious, to minimize flooding in the city during typhoons? It is the world's largest water channeling infrastructure. It can divert 200 tons of storm water per second.
Jeez.
Into the Edo River, I guess, or the Edo River, whatever that is.
And what city is this again?
Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo.
Yeah.
Tokyo. That didn't help them with Godzilla, though.
No.
No, it didn't.
Their power lines took a terrible hit. But what is it about giant
Isn't
rubber?
That funny? And that yeah. power line.
Was he a pirate? Did you know, in 1786, a powerful earthquake hit China's Sichuan province?
Sichuan.
Yep. Sichuan province.
Okay.
Killed 435 people. Mm-hmm. It also caused a landslide that formed into a mud dam across the Dadu River. That dam quickly made a 50 million cubic meter lake. Then an aftershock hit, caused the dam to bust, and it killed an additional 100,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. Mm. Did you know Joss Whedon, he is a director and a writer. He wrote the Buffy movie, not the movie. He may have written the movie, but I know he did the TV series. Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV series.
I know it.
He did some of the Marvel movies, the Avenger movies. He wrote an episode for Buffy called Hush. After hearing people say that the show was only successful because of the dialogue, which is kind of a weird thing to say. You're only good because your writing is good? Well, that makes sense. So anyway, he wrote an episode called Hush. It contains only 17 minutes of dialogue, and it became the only episode of that series nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Writing.
Hmm.
And it's considered to be one of the show's greatest episodes.
And yet it was the episode with the least
writing. With the least writing, it gets an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Writing. So, yeah.
Ironic.
And finally, did you know of the 20 most watched television broadcasts, only one is a TV series episode.
Okay, so help me out.
I'm going to guess MASH finale.
Well, help me out. What are some, what's like some of the big ones that are not TV episodes?
At number 9 is the series finale of MASH in 1983.
Okay.
All 19 other programs
are like news events?
Or are Super Bowls.
Super Bowls. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Those are your random facts.
Thank you, Jay. These two are going to Caucus on a pop quiz questions worth $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Caucus.
I got a Facebook message over the weekend from a friend who is interested. And I was able to tell her a lot about it because I think I test drove this particular vehicle at Jack Ingram, a 2016 Nissan Murano. And it is an awesome machine. And was primarily interested in not just the car, but a credit issue or two. That's why I always say, if you feel stuck with bad wheels because you've had a credit issue or two, and it happens to everybody, it happens to the best people, don't let that stop you from seeing Tip Tames and the gang at Jack Ingram. Greg and the finance department, they have, I think, 23 total different financing programs. So they can pretty much get anybody done, regardless of the situation. Just go see them. They can get you taken care of, and getting a vehicle and making your payments on time is a fast way to rebuild your credit. So keep that in mind. They must have sold a bunch over the weekend because the category of vehicles under 10 is, let's put it this way. This category is getting thinner.
And Leon's larger.
Thank you.
But you know what? This category grows with...
Where my rosemary goes?
Well, if rosemary brings in a good trade that passes muster, yeah, it'll grow with rosemary's trade in or anybody's. But I'm telling you, if I looked in this category, under 10, under 5,000, and there was nothing in it, is because they had nothing that they would consider reselling. There's still some great values under 5,000. They still have that Volvo. And if you want your new driver and something safe, you can't go wrong there. And oh, the Beamer got sold. There's a 2011 Acura in there. It's a great sedan, all kinds of safety features, bells and whistles. 2013 Jeep Compass Sport, that's new to the group, at $85.90. So all kinds of values in any price range. But under 10, you've got some excellent options, sedans, SUVs, and small cars as well. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass, and Greg is the guy you need to see in the finance department after Tip Tames and his team take care of you at Jack Ingram's signature used cars, jackingram.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a condition where it's a belief that if you become happy, something bad will happen right after. What is the name of that condition?
Okay, just drop in to see what condition our condition is in at 272-9228. 272-9228. Somebody's got that word. We need it now. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a big backup on Highway 231 at Rifle Range and at Jasmine Hill. We don't officially have an accident in, but this has all the telltale signs of one because of the amount of cars backed up. Please use caution there. We've got congestion on the Northeast Boulevard. Atlanta Highway is building into Madison Avenue, into downtown. Taylor Road catching a lot more cars now. I-65 and 85, we're seeing that backup at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. It is beginning to get very, very busy in Montgomery. No official accidents reported to us at this time, but drive carefully and use caution out there this morning, if you would, please. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
735, and here is East. Do you have the answer to our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question?
Yeah, I would have to ask the relatives of Greg Allman, but I think it's Sheriffobia.
Right. Yeah, they were briefly married, right?
Briefly. Yep. Briefly married.
Days? Days? Maybe?
Yeah. Sheriffobia. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yep. Good, man.
All right. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. That has got to be one of my favorite segments. No offense, the other two, but Jay, man, I tell you, you bring the other two.
Yeah, set your alarm for 6:25 tomorrow. I did this little segment called The Timeline.
Hang on.
I like that, too.
I'm just playing with you. I'm just...
No,
Mom likes him best.
Hang on, East. Okay, here is Richie Smothers with the...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I like random facts better, too. Our radar is just solid with rain this morning. Mostly light, some moderate patches. All but southeast Alabama involved in the rain now. And even in southeast Alabama, the rain is closing in on places like, it's starting to rain in Troy and just north of Andalusia. But definitely right through the river region here where the rivers are high. Periods of rain today and tonight. Can't rule out the rumble of thunder later on this evening, but nothing severe. Today's high is 64. Tonight's low 58. Total rainfall from this system might be 1 to 2 inches, which is, going to add insult to injury for the rivers. Risk of some showers mostly tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. I think we'll tease 70 degrees for a high temperature on, Tuesday. Then cool Wednesday. I've got us in the upper 50s. Much cooler Wednesday night into Thursday. We get a little sample of Arctic air. Temperatures, I don't think we make it out of the 40s on Thursday, and we fall down to maybe as low as 29 by Friday morning at dawn. Right now this morning, light rain falling. Southeast winds at 7 miles per hour. It's still 48 at 7:38.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Did my usual Sunday morning trip to Food Outlet. Did a little stocking up. I mentioned ground beef, $1.97 a pound. Mm-hmm. Today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, you'll be able to get it at that price. Go to any of the chain stores and see what they want for USDA ground beef per pound. I guarantee you, you'll be lucky if it's $2 a pound higher. And that would be on the low end. Also, Coke products, the 1 liter bottles, the half liter bottles, the six packs that come conveniently clung together. Those are $2.50 each. And I did stock up on the eggs, a dozen and a half Sure Fine eggs, two cartons, 36 eggs, $3.
Wow.
There's one of those down in the refrigerator.
Yes, there is.
Buns, 77 cents a piece, whether it's hot dog or hamburger. And there are three beautiful New York strip steaks in my refrigerator, $4.98 a pound.
Roof.
And they had three beauties. I think the total price was about $6.95. Mm. And they're going to be great for breakfast probably Wednesday, because tomorrow will be BLT days.
Okay, cool.
At Food Outlets, three locations. Everything is cost plus 10, so you'll save throughout the store. Highway 14 in Millbrook, Prattville, west of 31 on Main Street. And
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish that.
Coliseum Boulevard.
Yeah, and Main Street. You said Main Street?
In Prattville.
Yeah. Couple of calls talking about 231, saying that I know we had a call about a car in the median.
Near 82, down. Not too far from 82.
Right. Right, and then other people are saying that another reason there's a backup on there is because the toll road, the toll bridge, is closed. It's still closed because it's, I think, still underwater or whatever, right?
But that's 231 north, and this was 231. That was going towards Troy.
Okay, yeah.
Different part of it. But yes, travel time is much longer now for a lot of people because the toll road, Dozier Road, is still closed.
Yes.
All right, putting the
Oy
on your trip to Troy. Here's Fox Business at 7:40.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There are new concerns about the impact of the coronavirus on the global economy. These concerns follow new cases of the virus in Italy. Keith Banks, vice chairman of Bank of America, says the impact of the virus is now greater than Wall Street had expected.
The expectation had been this would be a relatively short-lived, and it would be a V-shaped recovery.
off whatever happened. First quarter, second quarter, but second half, we kind of clawed all back, and it would all be good. And I think now, and the view is also that we'd see things relatively contained within China. Obviously not the case.
China is reporting sales of smartphones there tumbled by more than a third in January. Mobile phone shipments were down more than 36%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement is the thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A newly released audit of Montgomery Public Schools from October 2017 to September 2018 shows over $700,000 missing. The audit says letters were sent to current and former employees requesting repayments of the money. The school system says policies and procedures are now in place to keep this from happening again. The plan to bring cruise ship passengers affected by the coronavirus to Anniston in Calhoun County has been canceled. Senator Richard Shelby, along with Representative Mike Rogers, confirmed this news after speaking with President Trump on Sunday. And the search is on for a man convicted of murder who escaped from a Talladega County work release center. 43-year-old Daniel Miner was serving a life sentence for a 1994 murder conviction. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer. A hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. At 7:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom.
What you got today?
What I forgot is I'm a little bit slow on the uptake with Wolfman. But this story just into the Animal Stories newsroom. An Australian man may have saved a lizard's life when he fished it out of his beer at a pub. But it was more than just that. The animal appeared to be lifeless. He was able to bring it back to life with CPR.
How do you CPR a lizard? Very, very carefully.
I really don't know.
An Australian lizard might be a little bit bigger than... Well, I don't know. It was in his beer. And again, it's Australia. How big was the beer?
This is true.
Could be a big lizard. I don't know.
This happened at the Amble Inn. In Corindee Beach, New South Wales.
That's kind of an interesting name.
He sprung into action when workers assured him they had nothing to do with the lizard being in his beer. He scooped it out. It wasn't moving, so he performed chest compressions on it.
Oh, okay.
Well, a friend, we could actually put this on Facebook, film video of the gecko rescue attempt.
Clear!
And then... It was unclear whether the gecko had been playing dead as a defense mechanism. I didn't know they did that.
Or just enjoying the beer.
Police in Michigan responded to a report of an injured dog and found a far more unusual animal, an Arctic fox. The South Lyon Police Department said officers responded last Thursday to a report of an injured dog wandering near South Lyon High School. Yeah. They were able to capture the animal and soon discovered it was actually an Arctic fox. Nobody had ever seen one of these before. The fox was taken to the Howell Natural Center. The Natural Center. Who runs that place?
Natural. Really good. Quick.
It was an escaped exotic pet named Condi. The fox remained at the Natural Center, but was expected to be returned to the owner over the weekend. And then finally we have an Arkansas woman. An Arkansas woman. Who is that? Who climbed more than 30 yards into a storm drain to rescue her cat, which had been trapped for about a day. The cat was named Olaf, became stranded in the storm drain on Wednesday. Firefighters and animal rescues were unable to reach the feline. The woman took matters into her own hands and climbed through a manhole into the drain. Had to climb more than 30 yards to find Olaf and carry him back to the manhole, where a helper lifted him safely. He was not injured.
She's got guts.
She sure does. You know, it's raining like you're being... It's coming out of a spray bottle outside. It's really weird. Very little drainage, but a very steady, drippy rain at 7:48.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, it's an update from listener Raymond Head on traffic on 231 at Redland Road. It's backed up for over 1.5 miles past Rifle Range Road and up into them there hills.
And that's only because of the toll road being closed? There's no accident?
He doesn't mention a wreck, just that it's real.
That seems
real
to be
slow.
The reason, yeah.
Everybody's got to find a new way into work. At 10 before the top of the hour.
Hey, it's Jay Scott. I want to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey, Jay.
Aha! if you wake up this morning and you're, aha, it hurts! Problems with the neck, problems with the back... Even if you think maybe you just slept wrong, go get it checked out. Make an appointment. You can go online and do that, by the way. Make it easy for you. Go to MillbrookChiropractor.com. You can make your appointment right there. If you're a new patient, you can fill out your new patient forms and everything you need. It's all convenient for you. They try to make everything convenient for you at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Even your imaging. If you've got x-rays elsewhere, they can log in and get those. They can download your imaging. You don't have to bring it over or, you know, consult with one doctor to say, hey, can you send that over here? But you don't have to do that. Then get to your imaging. 285-8483 is their number. They're located, of course, in Millbrook. Best place to go is MillbrookChiropractor.com for everything you need to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
751. Radio signals in a very unusual place that's coming up.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24-1511 Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Move over, coronavirus. There's a new serious threat to your health. Mardi Gras floats. Two deaths in 1 week, just when you thought it was safe to go to Mardi Gras. Maybe walk around Bourbon Street, watch people tossing beads, eat a shrimp po' boy, or... Oh, no! Ah!
Mardi Gras floats. The threat is real.
Yes, it is. It is 7:53. We have True the Baloney option today.
Okay. What's the subject?
George Harrison. He would have been 77 this week. You mentioned it in the timeline.
He likes to celebrate the 24th, although his birth certificate says the 25th.
Yeah, which would eliminate statement one on this thing. No.
Sorry.
It's a 2 out of 3. We only need... Okay. We've got plenty to play the game. Okay. We just need to find a contestant.
All right. It's not your contestant.
272-9282.
It's Wiley, our virtual producer.
Hey, hi.
Also our guy who brings us food.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just want to let you know that a 231 from Walmart all the way to Redland Road, that light, it is just a parking lot.
Yeah. We're hearing more and more about that. That's...
I've never seen anything like it.
And seemingly no accident is the reason. There is no accident that we know of.
Well, I'm turning around. I'm going all the way back to through Millbrook. I was in line for an hour. Didn't move.
You know, I'd like to find out when they could possibly open that dozier. But you know what? Even after the water goes down, they're going to have to... Sometimes the road is eroded.
Yeah, they have to send an engineer in.
Well, we appreciate the word on that. Thanks. That's
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Well, that should give us a good pool of contestants for the game when we play it. Huh?
While they're sitting there, yeah, might as well.
272-9228. It's about George Harrison.
Yeah. If you know your Beatles, it's real simple. We read you a statement. You tell us whether it's true or the baloney. Get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong and win. In fact, we are equipped to play with more than one contestant.
It's something.
But don't make me beg, because I have sheriff-phobia. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm suffering from sheriff-phobia.
Here comes the sun.
So I need a contestant. By the way, we've been hearing in Fox News, mm-hmm. early numbers on the market looking pretty grim.
Yeah, about 800 down.
However the day plays out, Brett McDonald will analyze it for us this afternoon at 5:10 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And if one of your New Year's resolutions was to become more managerial with your money, it only takes a simple phone call to Brandt to start that process at 387-0094. He's got an amazing team of people there. Quick check on traffic, and I think we have a contestant right after Skipper.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, Woodley Road at East South Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We have all the telltale signs of an accident at Jasmine Hill and Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. We're seeing a big slowdown in traffic on 231 past Jasmine Hill and Rifle Range Road. Please use caution there. Also up in Prattville, we've got a disabled 18-wheeler on Highway 82 in front of the Prattville Country Club blocking one lane. We've got slowdowns on 65 southbound past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Slowdowns on 85 southbound, Mount Meigs to Taylor, Perry Hill to Ann Street. We're seeing a lot of traffic on Atlanta Highway and Troy Highway inbound into the city this morning. Please use caution. We are busy everywhere. Exhibitors are needed for career discovery at Trenum State. The hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Steve wants to play Truth or Baloney with us.
Hey,
sorry, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, topic is George Harrison. I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true or baloney. Get 2 out of 3 correct or get them all wrong to win. Are you ready?
Ready.
Before joining the Beatles, the first band member he met was Ringo. Again, before George Harrison joined the Beatles, the first band member he met was Ringo. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning. Correct. Paul was the first band member George met.
They played at a church gathering.
Well, they also rode the same school bus together as kids.
Yeah, how about that? That's...
Ringo didn't meet any of them until 1960 after they replaced Pete Best.
Still in history, the second luckiest person in the history of showbiz.
You'd have to,
oh, you mean Ringo?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That's always been a joke.
And Pete Best, how do you live with that fate? All right, statement two. When he was still in his 20s, when the Beatles broke up. He was still in his 20s when the Beatles broke up. True the baloney.
Truth.
He is, because he was the youngest Beatle. He was, so that is true. Yep.
Yep, the oldest was Ringo. Mm-hmm. It was a few months shy of his 30th when the Beatles broke up. So you are a winner.
Great.
Outstanding. Hang on. You are going to enjoy a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. The other two, I'll play this with you because you have a lot of expertise on the Beatles. George released his first solo album before the Beatles broke up. Truth or baloney?
It's All Things Must Pass, and was it before? I'm going to say truth.
Winning. But it was the Wonderwall music album.
Oh, okay. It wasn't All Things Must Pass because that was
You still had the right answer.
Right. Okay.
And he was in a band with Bob Dylan, Truth or Baloney.
Wait a minute. That would be the Traveling Wilburys.
Winning.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good.
Rich Thomas knows the weather and the Beatles. All here.